You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Kennedy Center honors were announced yesterday. They include an award for jazz saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter. He's now 84 years old. He's the winner of 10 Grammys. He and the other honorees will be recognized at the 41st Kennedy Center Honors event on December 2nd in Washington, D.C. And now we're going to keep you in the jazz mood a bit. Cap Radio Jazz host Gary Vercelli is joining me for this week's Sound Advice. Hi, Gary. Have you ever seen Wayne Shorter perform?
I have a number of times. Yeah. In fact, I got a chance to interview him in Italy when I was covering a jazz festival there. And he's quite an interesting person. He's been on the scene for a long time, and I think the word I could use to describe him best is prolific. He was just a prolific composer during the 60s. Art Blakey wanted him in his band because he wrote so well, and then Miles Davis stole him away. And simultaneously to both those gigs, Wayne was writing a lot of music as a leader for Blue Note Records. So He's just like a very prolific composer.
We'll hear some of his music at the end of the segment, but let's start with some new releases.
We've got some great new releases. This is the Verve Jazz Ensemble. This group was originated as a quartet back in 2006, and now they've expanded to a quintet and even a septet on certain tunes. Melodic content is real important to this group, and they've rearranged a lot of classic tunes written by Benny Golson and Lee Morgan, but we're going to hear one written by Lalo Schifrin.
Soloist.
That's Tatum Greenblatt, and the flutist was Alexis Torrentino. She's the newest member of the band.
So. Yeah, in honor of Devin Yamanaka, I have to ask about the flutist, right?
Yes, we all hear Devin practicing around the stage.
I know.
She's quite good, too.
Quite a jazz fan. So again, that's the Verve Jazz Ensemble, and the recording or the album is?
Connect the Dots.
Okay, good start.
Up next is Charles Lloyd's latest album with the group The Marvels. It's a multi-generational band. Charles is now 80 years old, but he's a young spirit.
Gary, about a single note. That piece started with that da da, and just in the first note or the timing of the two notes, I'm already set somewhere different in my soul than the first selection.
He's got a spiritual element to his playing. You know, Charles was rising in the 60s. He toured the Soviet Union, and he was on par with Miles Davis in terms of popularity as a jazz artist to the general public. Mm. And then he went off to Big Sur and kind of went on retreat and was off the scene for about 10 years and then resurfaced. With this band, it's not too often you hear a pedal steel guitarist backing up a saxophonist in jazz, but Charles has been blending jazz with other elements ever since he grew up in Memphis playing with blues bands at a young age.
I wonder, let me ask our engineer, Anthony, if you could start that clip again and see if you're with me on this. Just listen to those first two notes and see if they don't just put you somewhere. Right?
Maybe back to Big Sur meditating.
Am I right?
Yeah. what I notice when I hear two notes from Charles Lloyd is that's Charles Lloyd.
Yeah. You're listening to, besides Charles Lloyd, Gary Vercelli and this month's Sound Advice. Gary is Cap Radio's jazz music director and the host of Acid Jazz Saturdays on the Cap Radio music station. All right, let's keep going.
This is a young entrepreneurial young man. His name is Corey Weeds. He's a tenor saxophonist who was influenced by Hank Mobley. And he wrote a grant and formed a big band and recorded it in Canada. But he's employing a lot of great New York-based musicians, including Steve Davis and Gary Simoulian. And we're going to hear East of the Village, which is a really nice arrangement of a Hank Mobley composition. And it features a nice trumpet solo by Joe Magnarelli.
Corey Weeds' Little Big Band.
Yeah, I like Joe Magnarelli. He plays really clean lines, and also that arrangement has feelings of modal jazz, but also has a swinging element too. So it's worthy of greater appreciation, I think.
All right, one more new release. I think this is a fun one, Gary.
This comes from Michika Fukumori. She's from Japan, but now lives in New York City. She's been studying with Steve Kuhn, who's an unsung hero of the idiom. He played with John Coltrane and has had several recordings out. He produced this album, and she's had three albums out on this same label, Summit Records, but this is her first solo album. Thank you.
There's quite a captivating quality to that.
Indeed. You know, Michika, according to the liner notes of some of her albums, took the advice of Oscar Peterson's father that Oscar Peterson's father gave Oscar years ago. Learn classical music and let it be your vocabulary for jazz. Mm.
So her last name is spelled F-U-K-U-M-O-R-I, Fukumori.
Uh-huh.
And the album is?
Is Piano Images. Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
It's on a small but potent label, Summit Records. They put a lot of good stuff out.
Great music. Well, shall we go back around to where we began? Shall we hear a little Wayne Shorter to close the show?
Yeah, this is Speak No Evil from the album the same name on Blue Note Records. This was recorded on Christmas Eve in 1964. So there's a spiritual element to Wayne's music as well. But think about the fact that this is 54 years old.
Wow. So Wayne Shorter will be honored on December 2nd in Washington, D.C. as part of the 41st Annual Kennedy Center Honors. Gary, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. By the way, Charles Lloyd is also a jazz master by the NEA.
So we have two
jazz masters on the show today.
And if you'd like more information about Gary's selections, they'll be posted on our website. That is this week's Sound Advice, and that's Insight for today. Tomorrow is our monthly Insight Music Special. So thanks for joining us. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. We had help today from Evan Matzler. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer is Anthony Van Hook. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Enjoy this Wayne Shorter. We're back again tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.